Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, January the 10th, 2023, 11 minutes past the hour, 30 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. And this morning, we about had no show, which falls under the category of technological problems or technology problems, depends on how you'd want to say it. You know, as I have been doing for quite a while now, during the week, up until Friday, I tend to do my shows from home. So I have to connect to the studio remotely. And usually there's no problem. Everything works okay. And I got up this morning and I looked at the studio and the studio was showing offline. And I thought, well, is the studio computer not working? So I listened to the stream for a little bit. And that was up and working, so I knew the studio had to be working, but it would not let me in. So Adam was able to get in this morning, and I guess sometime overnight, just like a storm, the remote device that lets us in apparently might have done an update and shut down, so I about did not get in this morning. I was moments away from not getting on the air this morning. What a tragedy that would have been, because I've got plenty of stuff to talk about this morning. You know, technology is a wonderful thing when it works for you, and it about didn't work for us. Now, you know, I shouldn't be talking too much about technology right now, because it is working for us right now, so maybe we better just knock on wood and move along with the show this morning. Yesterday was a fantastic show. We had great participation all morning long, and I cannot thank everybody enough for that. Now, yesterday we had an interesting topic, and I'm only going to revisit it here for a second to see if anybody has anything else they'd like to say in regard to that topic, because it seemed to go on all day. Now, if you were not listening yesterday, what happened was there was an article in the Marion Star. Now, I'm guessing, I think it was Sunday, and the headline was, "Funeral set for machete attack victim." Now, most people felt this was not good, that this article was kind of disrespectful to the family. It was about the 22-year-old girl who was murdered in Upper Sandusky, who was from Marion. Now, this upset a lot of people, this headline. They felt it was sensational and just not something the Star should have done. So, Adam was trying to find this article online yesterday, and he could not find it. Now, he found the article, but the headline had been changed. It no longer said, "Funeral set for machete attack victim." I forget what they had changed it to, but it was a much better headline, made much more sense. But we did get feedback yesterday from people that the actual paper said, if you bought an actual hard copy of the paper on Sunday, it would have said "funeral set for machete attack victim," and people thought that was wrong, and I think that's probably the case in most cases. And we got an email yesterday from one of our listeners, a devoted listener, and I hope she's out there this morning, Linda. And she said, and I like this email because she agrees with me some and disagrees with me in other cases, and I prefer that. I think we have to have a dialogue. She said, "Hi, Scott. Just wanted to say I guess we can agree to disagree on a few subjects, but mostly agree. First, I have no issue at present time with the Marion Star paper. The Marion Star is always here, and the few times it wasn't, it was taken care of respectfully. Have a good carrier, I guess. But who knows? That could change any time. I agree that the story, the funeral for the Marion girl, should have been used. The wording should not have been used, saying it was a machete attack, that was disrespectful to the family. And we'll come back to this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just checking in to see what was going on today.
There's a ton going on. How are things with you and Carol?
Well, we're doing fine. Yeah, I was just going to see if you're going to be at the studio this week.
I will be at the studio on Friday from 8 until 1.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be a long day for you. You'll have to have a couple of times, won't you?
I'll have to fuel up at some point, yeah. Well, I tell you, there was a lot of news last week. The mayor came on the show and announced he would not run for mayor again.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, who's going to run for mayor then?
Well, right now, only one person has picked up a packet to file, and that's former police chief, and I believe he's current chief sheriff deputy, Bill Collins.
Well, is he going to hold all those positions and be mayor? He'll have his hands full, won't he?
Well, I would guess if he wins mayor, he'll leave. He's no longer the police chief. But he is still the sheriff chief deputy. I imagine he would leave that if he won, but he's the only one so far who's picked up a packet, and they all have to file by February the 1st, so they don't have much time left.
Gee whiz, I remember one time, wasn't Ted Williams going to run for mayor?
I believe he was when he was here in Marion, but I don't think he has the time now, but I don't. Who would you like to see run for mayor?
Well, I've lost track of all the competitors there. All getting to be my age, and not that they're not capable, but they're just like everyone else. When you work for so long and do things for so long, you just kind of want to have a little peace of mind of yourself.
Now, do you think it's time for Mayor Schertzer to check out after this year?
Well, I imagine he might be, just like I said, a little tired of everything and want to try to get in a different field, and he's capable of doing it and young, and he's got a lot of competition, and I don't know what his plan, maybe try to get for the job he's trying to get there to start with, the proper name, I forget what it was.
Yeah, well, he did tell us that when he was on last week, when he said he was not going to run for mayor, he said he would love to run for state office again.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, well, then, if he says that and really works at it, I think he'll accomplish it. Like the old saying, try again.
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting, and Bill Collins, who has had all these positions in town, I think he would be a strong contender for mayor, and I don't know. It's interesting to me that they have to file in the next, well, what is today, the 10th? They have to file by February the 1st. They've only got 21 days, and nobody else has filed yet.
Well, I wonder why that is, that they only got so long. At least, some people... they have to make a decision. I understand that sometime or other, but crying out loud, maybe somebody would think it over and say, maybe get agged on by some friends that hear, hey, there's somebody that needs to be running for mayor. How about when you give it a try? I said that's Jack Kellogg when he was in the insurance business years and years ago when he was forming up the body shop at Short Ford. I used to work up there, and then he went to the insurance company, and I seen him. I said, Jack, I said, you ought to run for mayor. And he just said, yeah. And daggone if he didn't. And he was mayor for 16 years, so somebody cared about how he was running a show. Of course, you got to go along with the people that there's not just one person running a show. A lot of them's contenders in that not have the title of mayor, but they have other pretty strong titles that kind of push the issues when they want to get a push, that's for sure.
That is for sure. I'll tell you another big conversation. It took up the whole morning yesterday. We took a lot of phone calls on this. was the article in the Marion Star. It would have ran on Sunday. They were writing an article on the girl from Upper Sandusky, the 20-something-year-old girl who had been killed, who worked in the dollar store over there, and the headline they ran said, let me get it here, the headline on Sunday in the Marion Star said that, here it is, I think I got it. It says, funeral set for machete attack victim. That was the headline that ran in the Star, and a lot of people didn't like the way they worded that.
Well, I don't take the paper anymore, but you know what? They run some articles anymore that I don't understand either, you know, and you have to read down, and sometimes they use all letters and stuff now, and they put that in, and time you try to figure out something to get the composure of it, you lost interest on it, you know. Well, I don't know what that meant, and this and that, and then you find out somebody like yourself that can talk to on the air or something like that, well, then you understand it more thoroughly. You kind of pick it apart for the people. I have to get back on the air, I guess.
I tell you, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that. Lee, you know, who was a longtime listener, he did not have internet or any way to listen to us. And over the holidays, he missed listening to us so much that he went out and bought a Roku television, got internet hooked up. Adam came over last week and got him set up, so now he's back with us every morning.
Well, crying out loud, that's a pretty good outfit. Adam and Lee and you all together there, boy, you guys are going to get something done now, you know.
Now we just got to get you and Carol back with us, and we'll be the way it was before.
There's probably a lot of them like to get back the way it was, so. Well, I better turn the mic back over to you, and I'll call in again and see what's going on. And the holiday season went well with you?
Everything was good. Had a good holiday. How was yours?
Great. Everything went great here. And how about that Angie lady? Is she behaving?
As far as I can tell, she's had a busy season, but doing okay.
Yeah. Okay, Scott. Well, thanks for talking. Here's Carol a minute.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you, Carol?
Good. Are you ready for spring to come around? It's getting where you don't know what to do. It's just so cold.
I know. I don't know how to dress in the morning right now. I can't wait for that weather to change.
No, me neither. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, Scott, and we'll see you later.
Hey, you take care, Carol. Thank you. All right, Ted and Carol Jolliffe. We always appreciate when they check in with us. Always a lot of fun to check in with listeners. And again, you know, that's what I say. Yesterday, the phone calls were so good, and the opinions were so good. I love that, and that's why we do this show. Now, back here to what Linda, the email I got from Linda yesterday, she felt that basically the headline about funeral set for machete attack victim, that was disrespectful to the family. And, but, on the other hand, she said the other article on Wednesday saying local woman killed, she did not feel or confuse that with the travel industry story in the picture. So, you know, and honestly, I never did. I'm trying to think. I know I did not see the paper. I think I saw the post on social media where one of the family members was upset with that. Because what happened, if you didn't tune into the show yesterday, what had happened was the article at the top of the newspaper, I believe it was last Wednesday, wrote or said, local woman killed or murdered or something like that. And then under it, there was a picture of a couple. And then under that, there was a story about that couple. And I guess a lot of people inferred that maybe that couple were killed. But, you know, some people liked it. Well, I don't think anybody liked it. Some people thought that was not the case, that it didn't infer that. Some people thought that it did. You know, that to me, I don't know. That could be a layout problem. I don't know who lays out the star anymore. But, yeah, the massacre or the machete story is, I don't know, a lot of people. I did not run into too many people yesterday who thought that that was a good headline. And it's probably why they changed it. And that's that. So if anybody has anything more to say about that, now is your chance. We're finishing up the conversation from yesterday because it did go pretty much all morning. I wonder if Sarah's got her phone fixed yet. You know, we didn't hear from Sarah yesterday, and on Friday she called in to let us know that her phone was not acting properly. So I hope she's back out there with us. Sarah, if you're out driving the bus this morning, I hope you can hear us okay. But does anybody have anything more to say before we move on to other business about the whole newspaper headline story in regard to the tragic story of the 20-something-year-old girl who was killed in Upper with a machete? I mean, that is the truth. She was killed with a machete. And I believe her funeral was yesterday, and I'm sure that was a very hard occasion for a lot of people. Her husband, her family, just awful. And we still don't know why it happened. Apparently nothing was stolen. The guy walked in with a machete and did what he did. We don't know why. It's all very confusing. Anyway, if anybody has anything to say about that, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, we also learned yesterday, thanks to a listener out there, Rich Gorenflow, that Del Taco will open up on January the 18th. And we've talked about this over and over. It probably will be a little bit of a traffic jam there. We hope there are no accidents and life goes on okay. But if you're looking to get into the Del Taco, it will open up January the 18th, as far as we know, next Wednesday. So that was a little bit of a news story yesterday. Is anybody excited for the Del Taco? Is anybody going to rush right over there when they first open up? I don't know what kind of deal they'll have. You know, usually a business like that will have some kind of deal when they first open up to get people in there. But then we've talked about the problem that creates, because when a business first opens up, everybody runs over. And the business gets overwhelmed and people get upset that they have to wait in line, and they get upset because sometimes the food is not great because they just don't have the staff to keep up with the heavy duty traffic that they're getting. Maybe that won't happen to Del Taco. We'll hope not. Now, here's the real scourge of the morning. I've waited now, what have we been on, about 20 minutes? I've waited about 20 minutes to get to this scourge story. So, I go to McDonald's this morning and ordered my large diet soda, which I have done many, many a mornings for many, many years. And anyway, this is so depressing. I got in line this morning and ordered my soda. And the girl said, $1.29. And I thought, well, she must have hit the wrong button. Because the sodas at McDonald's for years have been $1.07. $1.07 tax. I thought, where did we come up with $1.29? So I get up to the first window and I say, did the price of soda go up? And she said, yep, as of last night, it's $1.29 for soda at McDonald's. Now, I don't know if this impacts the price of tea. I don't know if this is small, medium, large. I don't know. But the price of soda at McDonald's has gone up from $1.07 to $1.29. What a thing. Now, I can't figure out, is this inflation? You know, I know it's only 22 cents, but, for all the soda they sell, an extra 22 cents on every soda, they're going to make quite a bit of money. But I don't know why this has happened. I've never noticed them to have a lack of soda, but now it's $1.29. Isn't that a tragedy? Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. Or on the inflation in general. You know, it's very interesting that... Now, I've seen the price of meat go up. Meat has went up quite a bit. But really, cheese, sweets, things like that, salad, I really haven't seen the price go up. If it has gone up on those items, it hasn't gone up astronomically. I know the price on salad some places has gone up, and other places it has not gone up. Now, the price on meat, yes, everywhere that's gone up. But now pop at McDonald's, the price is now $1.29? Holy moly, how does that happen? Has anybody else noticed a big spike in price in something that you buy? I know right now that gas is not too horrible. I think yesterday I saw the price, it was $3.29, I think. It was $2.99 pretty much over the holidays. Now it's up to $3.29. So that's 30 cents. I mean, it's... We would all like lower gas prices. But that's not as bad as it was last spring when the prices first started to go up. I don't know. What do you feel about the inflation right now? What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I'm going to come back to the Marion Star here because there is an interesting article in there today, and I give them credit for this. Although there is something I don't understand, and I'll point this out to you in a second. Now, somebody's going to have to tell me if this is actually in the Star today or if this is just online right now. But basically, the article says, Schertzer, candidates for Marion, mayor, need to give all to serving the city. This was posted at 5:17 a.m. this morning. It said, whoever the next mayor of the city of Marion, they need to be ready to make a total commitment to the position in order to be successful. Now, there's a picture of Mayor Schertzer, and it's under the picture, the caption says, Marion Mayor Scott Schertzer delivers the annual State of the City address following the Marion City Council meeting on Monday, January 24th, 2022. Schertzer announced last week that he will not seek re-election this year. Now, so that picture's a year old, is basically what that's saying. So what I don't understand here, I'm not sure when this article, the interview was done. I guess, because it doesn't tell you when it was done. Now, it's a rather long article, so I'm skipping down through here, and I just don't see... It really doesn't say if he interviewed him or if it's something the mayor said. It said that was the advice from Mayor Scott Schertzer, who has entered that he will not... He has entered... That will be his final year in the mayor's office. Schertzer announced last week that he is not running for re-election this year, thus bringing an end to his local political career. I don't know what this... I don't know if this was an interview. I don't know if this is something that was said last night at city council. I don't know. It doesn't say that in the article. Now, if it does somewhere, somebody call in and tell me. But the meat and potatoes of this article are that Mayor Schertzer feels that you have to have a total commitment to the job. You have to have the right demeanor and temperament for the job. He feels that people are putting party before city. He certainly still puts a lot of blame on Robert Landon for the city's finances. He feels that you have to have an institutional knowledge of... I would say government. And he's not... Now, here's the part that I don't understand. Now, in the article, he says he's not aware of any candidates running for mayor. Now, here's what's confusing. clearly last week, I believe it was on Friday, the Marion Star did an article that Bill Collins was running for mayor. We had Bill Collins on Friday morning that basically saying he's running for mayor and told us why he's running for mayor. Now, I don't get why the mayor would say he doesn't know of any other candidates running for mayor. Let's see here. I want to get what he said exactly here. He said, with the deadline for candidates to file petitions approaching, Schertzer said he's not yet aware of any candidates for mayor. He noted that in the short time since he announced that he would not seek re-election, no one has spoken to him about the position. Well, that sentence right there, I don't know how he wouldn't know that he's... I'm confused. That he's not aware of any candidates, if this article was done yesterday or the interview was done yesterday, but we don't know when the interview was done. Because certainly, even though he might not have talked to Bill Collins, I think that he would be aware of it from the radio station and the newspaper. The press releases have been everywhere since last Wednesday when Bill Collins announced it. But he said he's not aware of any... He noted that in the short time since he announced that he would not seek re-election, no one has spoken to him about the position, and that he's not yet aware of any candidates for mayor. Now, I don't know how that could be unless this article was done prior to maybe Thursday last week. I don't know. It's confusing. But that's that. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. By the way, is that article in the paper today, or was that something that's just online right now and not in the paper today and maybe will be in the paper tomorrow? Which, again, I thought when I first read this, because when you see the picture, it's the mayor at city council. So I thought, well, maybe this is something he said last night. But that really doesn't make any sense, because certainly by last night he'd have to be aware of other people running for the office. Certainly Bill Collins, because in Friday's paper, it said Bill Collins was running for office. And apparently the Marion Star did not ask him about that. So, I don't know. That the article is just a little confusing. If I knew when it was conducted, I might have a better idea of the story here. And, you know, in the small print under the picture, which I guess we should read, always read the small print, it says that the picture is from last year, January 24th of 2022. So I don't know. I don't know how he couldn't be aware if this article was done after Wednesday or Thursday last week, but you know what? It's not my article. So there you go. Any thoughts on this? And is it in today's paper? For all the people who get the hard copy of the paper, has it shown up this morning? I don't know. Is this in today? Or is this something fairly new that maybe will be in tomorrow? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And the other thing I don't know if this was an interview or if this was Scott giving a speech. It really doesn't say that. Sometimes when you leave stuff like that up to the mind, it's very confusing. So I don't know, maybe we'll get some clarification on that later on this morning. But does anybody who gets a hard copy of the newspaper understand this? Or is it in the paper today? 740-751-4038. But the things that Mayor Schertzer feels are important are total commitment, demeanor and temperament, party before city, institutional knowledge to be mayor of Marion. Is there anybody who you could see being mayor of Marion? because at this point, the only candidate that I'm aware of is Bill Collins. Now, Bill Collins is running on the Republican side. I don't know who is going to run on the Democratic side. I assume somebody would, but they've only got 21 days to file their petition at this point. You know, time is running out. So it's an interesting question. Is there anybody you would like to see mayor? And do you agree with the mayor? Those are the things you need to be a good mayor. Any thoughts on that out there this morning? 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. It's a hard thing because, to be honest with you, locally, you have to live in the city. There are some requirements. I think you have to live in the city a year to run for mayor. There aren't many requirements. I should say that. But if you haven't lived in the city for a year, it's not going to work for you. And to be honest with you, I'm not picking on the Marion Star here. I just am reading this article, and I find it interesting, but I'm a little confused. Because I don't know. I wish they just would have said, was this a speech? Did they interview him? And when did they interview the mayor? Because I don't understand the line about him not being aware of anybody else running, because clearly Bill Collins is running, and made that very public last Wednesday. So I don't know. I guess time will tell what that was all about, and maybe we'll learn about this story as time goes on. But that's that. I'll tell you, really, though, I'm more upset about the price of soda at McDonald's going from $1.07 to $1.29. You know, that puts a real crimp in your budget 5 days a week. Now you got another 22 cents. You know, that 5 days a week, that puts you up another dollar a week. That could have been a whole nother pop. Aye, aye, aye. What is going on with the world? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open here this morning. If you have anything you'd like to say, we would love to hear from you this morning. The topics are pretty wide here this morning. Talking about Del Taco opening up on January the 18th. Is there big excitement for that? McDonald's raising the price on their soda from $1.07 to $1.29 starting last night, apparently. The mayor's piece in the newspaper. You know, we haven't heard yet. Is that in the hard copy of the newspaper today? Is it in newspaper or is it just online? Does anybody who has the newspaper, do you see that article? Let me see what the headline on that article says. Schertzer, candidates for Marion mayor need to give all to serving city. That's the headline. Does anybody see that in the newspaper today? Or is that going to be in the hard copy tomorrow? I don't know. It's interesting when you fly through this stuff. That's a big story now. You know, when you've had a mayor for 16 years and he decides he's not going to run again and you're already in the election year, we are going to elect a new mayor in November. And petitions have to be filed by February the 1st, that doesn't give you much time to get this taken care of. So we'll see what happens in the next 21 days. All right. Well, we were also talking about Groundhog Day. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, that Bob Welsh from Columbus, we plan on doing something on Groundhog Day morning with pizza, but we're trying to figure out a way to come up with a prediction. Because Groundhog Day is all about prediction. Are we going to have 6 more weeks of winter? Is spring going to come early? But we're not exactly sure how to do that with pizza. Now, I don't know. You know, I said yesterday somebody could take a bite of the groundhog pizza, and if they liked it, maybe we would have an early spring. Or if they didn't like it, maybe 6 more weeks of winter. But then, you see, if you do that, though, then the person trying the pizza might feel it necessary to say that it's good pizza just so that, you know, we'll have an early spring. So I don't know if that's the best way to do it. Does anybody have any ideas on how we could do the groundhog pizza on Groundhog Day? I don't know. That's going to be one to figure out, and that's our deadline coming up on February the 2nd. We don't have much time to come up with that, only 22 days now. The people running for mayor have 21 days, and we've got 22 days to figure out how to do Groundhog Day 2023. All right, does anybody have any thoughts on that this morning? You know, yesterday everybody was talkative. Today, not so talkative. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Any thoughts on any subjects this morning? How might we do Groundhog Day that would be sensible with the pizza? Groundhog pizza. Any thoughts on Del Taco opening up on January the 18th? What do you make of the prices at McDonald's going up, $1.07 to $1.29 on the soda? You know, I don't know if any of the other prices went up or not. I guess we'll find out as the days go on, but the price certainly went up last night on the soda. I don't know if the Big Mac and double cheeseburger and all the other items also saw a price increase. Story about the mayor in the paper today. Still not sure if that's in the paper today or if it's online right now and maybe will be in the paper tomorrow. So again, if you have the paper out there today, let us know. Is that actually in the paper today or is that online to be in the paper tomorrow, the article about the mayor? 48 minutes past the hour. We've got 12 minutes left here before the top of the hour. Would love to know your thoughts on any of these topics. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any interesting contributions this morning in regard to the topics that are on hand? And certainly we thank Ted Jolliffe for calling in at the top of the program this morning. I'm always interested to hear from Ted and Carol, long-time listeners to this program. Always fascinating to hear from them. And I appreciate all that they have done for the station over the years. Here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
how's it going?
Pretty good. Working on this groundhog situation here for you.
So what's the best idea you can come up with at this point?
Well, you know, I mean, the groundhog is a mythical, magical being out there that is able to predict the weather. And, you know, it gets kind of hard, you know, to have somebody then say, well, if I taste the pizza and like it or don't like it, it means it's winter. You know, I mean, we'll need to work on that. You know, maybe we have them throw a pizza outside to see how the shadow falls. I don't know.
Well, you see, yeah, the big problem is that if we leave it up to somebody's opinion, I would imagine they're probably going to tend to fall on an early spring because, you know, that's popular. So it would almost have to be something that we would figure out that morning, kind of an unknown. Kind of like the fruitcake toss in a way. We don't know how far people are going to throw those things. So it would have to be a little bit of an unknown thing. And you're right, this does have to do with shadows. I don't know what way we could work that. I really don't know. Because it does all in the end come down to the groundhog. Does the groundhog see its own shadow?
And I've been doing some research on this topic. And we can go over all the fun facts I'm finding out here on the groundhog thing. This will be Buckeye Chuck's 50th year. So I'm preparing, I guess, a 50-year plaque here to celebrate that, to give away to a listener.
Oh, great.
You know, on the air, maybe answering trivia or something of that nature.
Now explain that, because everything online pretty much says it started in 79 when the proclamation was given by the state.
Well, the proclamation was given by the state in 79, but Charlie was doing it before then. It took the state several years to catch up, Charlie.
Now, how do we know that it was 73?
I looked at the divine fruitcake.
Is that how it came out of that fruitcake? Like so many other things.
Yeah. divine inspiration from the fermented fruitcake. Well, this is 2023, so 73 would make it 50 years.
Well, that's true, but I guess what I'm saying is...
You argue with the math.
No, I agree with that. I'm just saying, was there an article somewhere along the line that said he started in 73, but it wasn't proclamated till 79?
That would take additional research.
Yeah, that's... I guess I'm just... Because I don't... Everything I read online said 79, but I know that's the year that the state... made it the official groundhog. But
the state's never on time.
No, the state's never on time with anything. But 73, I mean, is there a documentation somewhere that he was doing it in 73?
We'd have to look at an old broadcast, or maybe even the Star Archives if they have them.
Well, you know, what's interesting, the tough thing, and it may be in there, but the tough thing about the Marion Star Archives is that back then they did not cover broadcasting a whole lot. They did hear it. Well, now they don't cover broadcasting either, so we've had our own little issues with that in the last week. But, yeah, but they back then they did not, they saw it as competition, so they did not like to cover anything that was going on with any broadcast entity. I don't know. It may be in there. It's hard to say.
Anyway, but I'm looking at 79 as being the official state proclamation that, it was certainly occurring before then.
Yeah, I'm sure it did occur before then. It'd be interesting to know if 73 was the first time that it was done.
Well, we'll keep thinking about this. How to forecast with the pizza, but...
Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be some way.
Yeah, we don't want to make it subjective. We need it to be based on scientific guessing.
Yeah, it's got to be something that nobody will know until that morning, based on something. The weather, the conditions. I don't know. There's got to be something.
There'll be a lot of Columbus weather personnel coming up there, meteorologists, to confer with Chalkner.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. That's an interesting thing. They all used to go to WMRN to do that. But last year, I don't think there was a big group. Now, I don't think that had anything to do with the pandemic, but it seems like the Columbus meteorologists coming down here has kind of stopped. It used to be they would all be here. And I don't know, maybe it'll start again this year. I hope it does, because as I said, you know, obviously we don't come on till 8. Buckeye Chuck will be over by then. I think they do that sometime during the 7 o'clock hour. So
sunrise is around 7:50 or so.
Yeah. So they'll be done by the time that we get on the air that morning, which is good, because we don't want to interfere with what they're doing. But if the meteorologists are already in town and we have something interesting going on, it might be fun to, just have one of them stop at our spot and do our thing before they head back to Columbus. But I don't know what we can do. See, we got to come up with something, a unique way of doing this. Now, the groundhog pizza alone is an interesting thing, but I don't know how we're going to do the prediction, and who do you think are the likely candidates for the person giving the prediction? Because obviously it's going to be a person, not an animal.
Well, I mean, maybe we could find a groundhog to see if we can see the weatherman's shadow.
Well, I think a weatherman is the right way to go, but who would be that weatherman? Who would be the one who would be, because a lot of them may be in town. I don't know. I'll talk to a few of them to see if they are coming in for that and could stop by our place on the way out of town. But in Columbus, I think, you know, obviously your two most famous weathermen still working would probably be Jim Ganahl and Ben Gelber.
Yeah. Marshall McPeak's coming up, so maybe, he's the future of the groundhog production.
Who's that?
Marshall McPeak.
Oh, Marshall McPeak, yeah. He's very quirky. Yeah, he'd be a good one. I don't know. But it all comes back down to what in the world would they do to make this a thing, I guess. There's got to be something. There's got to be some way of predicting it other than the taste of the pizza. Because I think just having a groundhog pizza that everybody could sample who shows up, I think that'll be fun in and of itself. But what could the meteorologists do that even they wouldn't be aware of that would be predicting the weather? What could they... I don't know. There's got to be something.
We'll put our heads together. We'll come up with something.
We'll come up. We got 22 yeah. days. It's like running for mayor. We got 22 days to figure it out.
Right. It'll be happening.
We'll work on it. Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Boy, I'll tell you, this has been a mystery of mysteries. I have no idea how... I think you'd want a meteorologist, because that's fun. But I don't know what in the world they could do that would help them decide if we're going to have an early spring or not. I don't know what the activity could be. If anybody has any ideas, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Now, clearly, we're going to have groundhog pizza, and that'll be fun. And clearly, we're going to have a plaque commemorating the occasion, which that'll be fun. But I don't know how we can come up with our own prediction. Because I'll tell you what would be fun. Because obviously, we're going to have Punxsutawney Phil's prediction that morning. And we're going to have Buckeye Chuck's prediction that morning. It'd be nice to have our own prediction. And then see over the next 6 weeks, are we going to have an early spring or not? See who gets the right prediction. Because sometimes they don't agree. Buckeye Chuck and Punxsutawney Phil do not agree. So I don't know. I have no idea what we could do. I certainly think it should involve a meteorologist because we don't want to get into the groundhog thing. Because that's already been set up many, many years ago. But I don't know what in the world we could have a meteorologist do that would be a predictor of an early spring. Somebody out there with a clever mind must have an idea about this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any ideas, give me a buzz. I'd be glad to take your help. More than glad to take your help on this one. Because this one's beyond me with 22 days left to go. Groundhog pizza will be fun. A plaque celebrating the event will be fun. But I don't know how we're going to come up with the prediction. That's the big thing. How are we going to tell if it's going to be an early spring or not? Well, we've got 22 days to work on it. At least there's that. We're going to take a break and come back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play. I went to the church.